did. And I think we could give them a round of applause for a wonderful job. They did fantastic. We are so glad you are here this morning. Thank you for visiting with us here. And those of you who are watching via live stream, thank you for joining us. And we are grateful. What a wonderful presentation. I was sitting there and thinking, some of these kids coming up through the nursery, coming up through the preschool program and Master Club, and although Jeffers and Amanda have done a wonderful job putting this together, a ton of work, really it's reflective of many of you who have spent time with these kids in preschool, nursery, Master Club, and so forth. So for that, we are very grateful. I'd like to read a verse, part of a verse, Psalm 119 and verse 151. And the first part of that verse says this, "Thou art near, O Lord. Thou art near, O Lord." Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24 say this, "The presence of God is real." And the verses say this, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord." This is a year in which we have not used the word near very often. This has been a year in which we have used the word distance much more. And I don't think there's been another year in the history of mankind in which the word distance has been used more than in 2020. You see it everywhere. Where you work, I'm sure there are signs that say, "Please socially distance." There's everywhere. They've got diagrams on the floor. Every store you go into, "Please remain socially distance." Okay, we are trying to be distant. Unless you're in a Walmart line, there is no such thing as social distancing if you're a Walmart in line getting ready to check out. But it's also been a year of distance for maybe some of you with family, maybe having to cancel plans and vacations or having to be removed. Early on when this was all going on, some of the real winners in all this were sports fans because we got to see every highlight of every sport for the last 50 years played over and over and over again. All the big games, all the big highlights, all the big moments were just played over and over. And I remember early on in this watching some highlights from the 2019 World Series between the Nationals and the Astros. And one thing that caught my mind and caught my eye was not what was going on in the field. It was what was going on in the stands. And seeing people right next to each other, breathing on each other, touching each other. And it was odd for you to see it because it had not been something we'd seen in a while, but people right next to each other and crammed in. And now some sporting events, you see a person here and a person there and trying to collectively cheer for their team. But this has had to be a year of distance for many of us. And what is distance? It's really separation. And I'm thinking about trying to illustrate this, so I brought something with me. And at Christmas time, the best way to illustrate distance or lack of is really with a gift. And this is an authentic present from under our Christmas tree. It's not mine, so I'm authorized to touch it. But for one of my daughters from grandparents. And parents, do you know how when a new present gets put under the tree, you could do it quietly? You could not make a sound. But it's like there is a radar built into your kids that there is a new gift under the tree. And what do they do? Do they go and admire from a distance of at least 8 feet and say, "I think that's mine, but I'm going to stay over here"? I don't know. No, what do? They are right on it. And you may have a rule where you're not allowed to touch the presents under the tree until Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. But what do the kids do? They are right here on the presents, okay? And if they can't touch it, they're scoping it around. Okay, how much does that weigh? Okay, is that really what I wanted it to be? And they're even trying to pull the, did mom miss a corner when she wrapped it? And maybe I can kind of get a glimpse of what's in it. What are they trying to do? They're trying to close the distance between them and the present. And really, Christmas is simply about God closing the distance between him and man. Thou art near, O Lord. But why do we have distance with God? And that's the bad news. The distance with God was created because man chose to disobey God. And back in Genesis, we find God creating the world and everything in it, and he creates two people, Adam and Eve. And he says, this is a garden that I want you to have, a garden I want you to tend and to take care of, and animals and so forth. But there's one tree that you cannot eat of. Don't do it. And what happened? They disobeyed and they sinned. And sin is anything we think, say, or do that displeases God or breaks his rules. And they disobey God. They sinned. And because of that, because of their disobedience, the Bible tells us that sin was passed to every person ever born into the world. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered in the world. And because of that, the Bible tells us that what we get because of sin is death. And death is separation. Death is distance. And that death is distance from God. But the good news is about Christmas, in which God, probably at any other time in human history, was closer to mankind than ever before. And he's always been. He's always been around. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. God's presence is always there. But yet at Christmas, God himself came down in the flesh. And the Word, under name for Jesus Christ, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. And Jesus Christ came to be near people. The Apostle John, in his epistle in 1 John, says, our hands have handled, our eyes beheld this one, Jesus Christ. He came, he dwelt, he touched, he healed, he cried. And he was human, just like you and me. Why? Because he wanted to be near us, that the distance between us and God would be closed through this one, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And we are distanced from God, but God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus Christ is the mediator. He's the go-between. He's the connection. He's the bridge between God and man to close the distance that is there because of our sin. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, I'm going to read a little passage here. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Paul would also write in Corinthians, says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 12, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That sounds like distance. But now, verse 13, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, or we could say it this way, ye who were distant, ye who were separated from God, he says, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We could say it this way. Those of you who are far off from God, you can be brought near to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ came, and the songs are full of it, not just that he would come, but that he would die for you and for me. There'd be a sacrifice paid for you and for me because we can't pay for our own sin. We try to. We want to do as good as we can. If I do enough, maybe I can get to heaven. Maybe I can get near God by what I do. But Jesus Christ says it's already been done. And my sacrifice is enough to pay for your sin to be able to get to God because I'm the mediator between God and man. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 19. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh or near unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. And this year, it really could be Christmas at your house, as the kids sang, that if you've not made the decision to close the gap between you and God, if you've not made the decision to close the distance, to draw near to God, the Bible says if we draw near to him, he's going to draw near to us. It says if we come to him, he's not going to cast us out. If we come to him, he's going to hear our cry. And you have to realize that you can't get to God on your own, that that distance is too much for you to cover, and you need the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that is what Christmas is about, closing the gap, God closing the distance between us and him. So the question this morning, have you made the decision to draw near to God, Pastor?